Holy crap, a kilt, and an old-fashioned one at that. Tad bit early in the day for a costume ball, isn't it?
A rich female voice laced with amusement sounded behind him. Lachlan spun, hands raised to call magic. He stopped dead once his gaze settled on a lass nearly as tall as himself, which meant she was close to 6 feet. She turned, so she faced him squarely. Bare legs emerged from torn fabric that stopped just south of her female parts. Full breasts strained against scraps of material attached to strings tied around her neck and back. Her feet were encased in a few straps of leather. Long, blonde hair eddied around her, the color of sheaves of summer wheat. His cock jumped to attention. He itched to make a grab for her breasts or her ass. She had an amazing ass, round and high and tight. What was expected of him? The lass was dressed in such a way as to invite him to simply tear what passed for breeks aside and enter her. Had the world changed so drastically that women provoked men into public sex? He glanced about, half expecting to see couples having it off with one another willy-nilly.
Well, she urged. Cat got your tongue?
She placed her hands on her hips. The motion stretched the tiny bits of flowered fabric that barely covered her nipples still further. Lachlan bowed formally. He straightened and waited for her to hold out a hand for him to kiss.
I'm Lachlan Moncrief, my lady. 'Tis a pleasure to...
She erupted into laughter and didn't hold out her hand.
Oh, I'm Maggie,
she managed between gouts of mirth.
What are you? A throwback to medieval times? You can drop the Sir Galahad routine.
Lachlan felt his face heat.
I fear I do not understand the cause of your merriment, my lady.
Maggie rolled midnight blue eyes.
Oh, brother, did you escape from a mental hospital?
Nah, you'd be in pajamas then, not those fancy duds. She dropped her hands to her sides and started to walk past him.
No, wait. Please, wait.
Lachlan cringed at the whining tone in his voice. The dragon was correct that Moncrief was a proud house. They bowed to no one. She eyed him askance.
What? I'm a stranger in this town.
He winced at the lie. Once upon a time, he'd been master of these lands. Apparently, that time had long since passed.
I'm footsore and hungry. Where might I find victuals and ale?
Her eyes widened. Finely arched blonde brows drew together over a straight nose dotted by a few freckles.
Victuals and ale?
She repeated disbelievingly.
Aye. Food and drink and the common vernacular?
Oh, I understood you well enough, Maggie murmured.
Your words, anyway. Your accent's a bit off.
His stomach growled again, embarrassingly loud.
Guess you weren't kidding about being hungry.
She eyed him appraisingly.
Do you have any money?
Money. Too late he thought of the piles of gold coins and priceless gems lying on the floor of Kaladin's cave. In the world he'd left, his word was as good as his gold. He opened his mouth, but she waved him to silence.
I'll stand you for a pint and some fish and chips. You can treat me next time.
He heard her mutter.
Yeah, right.
Under her breath as she curled a hand around his arm and tugged.
Come on. I have a couple hours, and then I've got to get to work. I'm doing it 3 today.
Lachlan trotted along next to her. She let go of him like he was a viper when he tried to close a hand over the one she'd laid so casually on his person. He cleared his throat and wondered what he could safely ask that wouldn't give his secrets away. He could scarcely believe this alien landscape was Scotland, but if he asked what country they were in or what year it was, she'd think him mad. Had the Black Wyvern used some diabolical dark magic to transport Kaladin's cave to another locale? Probably not. Even Rukin wasn't that powerful.
In here.
She pointed to a door beneath a flashing sigil. He gawked at it. One minute it was red, the next blue, the next green, illuminating the word open. What manner of magic was this?